Yo, what up guys, it's me Zach Lee, and you know what, welcome back to The Dish. It's been like a couple of weeks. We're sorry about that. We had some scheduling problems where we could just never get everyone ready on the same day, but finally found time today to be able to record it in the playoffs. And I guess this isn't too bad of a time since we kind of like have a feel of how the playoffs are going already in the first round at least. But before we get into that, let's introduce these co-hosts. B-Souls, want to say what's up?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Dish. It's been a minute. Let's get it popping, man.
And then, Dom.
Yo, what is up? It's your boy, Dom Church 97, a.k.a. Domzo Ball, a.k.a. your mom's favorite midnight snack. And if you haven't already, please go and at me on Snapchat at Dom Church and follow me on Twitter at Dom Church 1. It is? Is it? Dom Church 1? Yeah, yeah. Either or. Gotta get the free plugs out there.
All right. Plugs aside, it's playoff time. And right now we're sitting about midway through the first round. And I'd say some of the series have been interesting. Some of them have gone exactly how we expected, like with the Rockets and the Warriors. And maybe to an extent the Raptors, even though it looks like they're about to lose this game. Low-key. But there have been some surprises, some good and some bad, and I guess that's what we're going to talk about today. So first off, we're going to be taking a look at some of the best surprises from the first round, and who wants to give theirs first?
I'm gonna go ahead. So we're only 2 to 3 games in, so the first round is not officially over, but so far I'm gonna have to go with definitely the New Orleans Pelicans as a whole. Like, everyone on that team has been a surprise. Mo Rat Mirotic is here, you know what I'm saying? Dropping 30 a game, looking like a naked Mo Rat out there. you got Rondo. You got Rondo turning back the clock, looking like 2010 playoff Rondo. You got Drew Holiday playing like a guard Kawhi out there. And then AD's just balling out as usual. So shout out to the Pelicans as a whole. And then let's see. I got the Pacers, cuz we just finished watching game 3. And definitely a lot of people thought this was going to be a quick series simply for the fact that the Cavs had LeBron, but the Pacers as a whole, not just Oladipo, cuz I feel like a lot of people think this is just Oladipo and no one else, but this whole team is pretty legit. You know, they ground out the games and it's been working out so far. And I gotta go with my Celtics. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go with my Celtics. Kyrie's out. Hayward's out. Smart's out. We're up 2-0 on the Bucks. Low-key about to lose this game 3, though. But, you know, we're putting out a valiant effort out there so far. Shout out to the Celtics. But those are my three biggest surprises, positively, so far.
And Dom, who you got for your surprises?
My surprises would man, Bezos took all mine.
You could say the same ones.
I mean, of course, the Pelicans would be the biggest surprise for me. Playoff Rondo isn't so much of a surprise. You know, he announced himself last year on the Bulls, just got hurt. Hopefully he can stay healthy and actually sweep a team and you can really be like, okay, Playoff Rondo is a real thing. Drew Holiday's resurgence has been amazing. I love it. I used to be a big fan of Drew Holiday when he was on the Sixers as an all-star. So I'm glad to see him finally healthy and productive as hell. You know, career highs in all kinds of aspects. Who else is a big surprise? I want to say I'm surprised that the Raptors are keeping it together, unlike SEC. You know, SEC just assumes everyone has faith in the Raptors. I don't. So I'm kind of surprised they're staying afloat. You know, but the Wizards are trash, so I can't give them too much.
They getting trashed by the Wizards right now, though.
Listen, man, the Wizards are the East Coast version of the Clippers, bro. They're trash, all right? They're trash. So I'm kind of surprised.
They are getting blown out. They are getting blown out by the Wizards right now.
But I expected the Wizards to win one game. The Raptors still win it in 5.
I'm saying that the Raptors weren't going to sweep them. It's the Raptors. I'm just surprised, you know, they didn't drop the first game or the second game, you know? The third game, okay. John Wall got to do something eventually. I guess.
Yeah, John Wall and Bradley somebody Beal. John Wall and Bradley Beal are going to win them a game at least.
Yeah, at least. Or they'll be definitely worse than Lonzo in that aspect. But they got to do something. And another surprise. You know what? I'm surprised with the Warriors. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I thought KD would have choked a little bit. I thought the Spurs would have been able to. I thought the Spurs would have been able to put that touch.
If KD even lost a game to the Spurs without Pop and Kawhi. Jesus Christ.
Yo, every game had to be a blowout. Every game had to be a blowout in this series.
I'm just saying. I was going in here thinking, okay, KD might choke up a little bit.
Dom, I have a question. Can you name the San Antonio Spurs starting five?
So we got LaMarcus Aldridge.
On 420 date.
This is tough. We got LaMarcus Aldridge. Is DeJounte Murray starting?
Is he?
Is he?
Is he? SDC, do you know?
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I know the answer.
You don't got the answer, Sway.
I got the answer.
Nah, okay,
I'm just trying to prove that there's no way the Warriors should ever be struggling with the Spurs right now.
I'm just saying, I don't know. It's Greg Popovich, all right? His name is Greg Popovich. It's one of his assistants. I don't know who they got starting. It could be Patty Mills. I don't know if Tony Parker
started. That was one of them. Patty Mills is one of them, yeah.
Oh, he is starting? Yeah. Okay, so Patty Mills, Danny Green.
That's three.
LaMarcus Aldridge. I know Powell's coming off the bench. So it will be... It's the Laverne, whatever it is, Jeffrey.
No.
I don't
that
know.
That man not even on the team.
He's not? Oh, that's tough.
This man is thinking about Bertans. Chill. This man is thinking about Davis Bertans. Wait. Chill.
Oh, Bertans start? No. Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of him. I was thinking of someone else. The big man. What? You sure he's not on the team?
Yeah.
Number 17. Who's number 17 on the Spurs?
Number 17? I don't know.
It was Jonathan Simmons last year.
I don't know about number.
Yeah, last like the main year. Ones. This year, I promise you, it's a big man. His name's like Jeffrey Love. I don't know. It's like Italian. I'm sorry.
Bertans.
I don't know. David. It's not Bertans.
Well, that's the only
either way, Dom. It's Rudy Gay, okay?
Yeah, it's Rudy Gay.
The last one was Rudy Gay.
That's tough. He's still in the league?
Oh, God. He's their starting power forward. That's tough.
That's tough. That's real tough. Wait, so Marcus playing the five?
Yeah, they're playing the five.
And I thought they were going to choke to that. I mean, I did, so I'm still surprised about the Warriors. So that would be my three. The Pelicans. Who I say? Pelicans? I forgot how I said it.
Pelicans, Warriors, and...
Pelicans, Warriors, and Raptors.
Oh, Raptors, yeah.
All right, so my three are pretty... Well, two of my three are pretty basic. I'll give it up to the Boston Celtics because... Well, I don't know if I want to give it up to the Boston Celtics or take it away from the Milwaukee Bucks. I guess you could go either way with that one.
Half and half.
Yeah, I guess half and half, so I got to give the Boston Celtics credit there. And then, of course... The New Orleans Pelicans, no one's expecting them to sweep the Blazers. I thought it was going to be like a 7-game series. But my last one isn't even a team. It's a player. It's Donovan Mitchell. I didn't think he would be this great in the playoffs. In his first two games he's played, put up 27 and 28. You know, won one series with the Thunder. So I got to give respect to Donovan Mitchell there.
Hey, my next video, I'm looking at D. Mitchell and what he's doing. Like, he's breaking a lot of stereotypes about young players. That's gonna be the next video I'm gonna do. But
it's not just him though. That's the crazy part. It's a handful of players. There's a handful of players in that draft that's like defying the stereotype when it comes to young players. Oh my god,
Merle. No, but it's not even that. It's like the idea that if you're carrying the offense, you can't play defense. Donovan Mitchell is doing that right now, his rookie year. The whole you have to be a one and done to maximize your potential. No one's questioning Donovan's potential right now, and he played, I believe, 2 years in college. So it's like those type of stereotypes out. Like, he's breaking them his rookie year. Now.
That's MJ wasn't one and done.
No, but I'm talking about like today. I know. That's Brandon Ingram has to be. True.
But yeah, D. Mitch is going to be – I don't even know how great he's going to be. He could – I don't know.
That man is built like I don't know how he's built, but he's built like a buffer D Wade. Chill. Right.
But
Bledsoe is so trash.
I wanted to talk about where you were talking about the Indiana Pacers for a second, because Beasles put them as a surprise. I guess I should have had them as a surprise too. Well, they're a good surprise, but I wanted it to be different, switch it up so all of us weren't the same. What do you guys think about this series with the Cleveland Cavaliers? Like, I legit feel as if the Indiana Pacers should be up 3-0 right now, because the only reason the Cavs won Game 2 was because Oladipo picked up two quick fouls in, like, 30 seconds, and those fouls were, like, very minor fouls that shouldn't have been called in my mind, at least one of them. Yeah. And if he plays the first quarter, even though LeBron drops 46 points, the Cavs probably still would have lost. So
I mean, definitely. They can definitely be down 3-0 right now. But the thing is, like, LeBron could go off like that any day. Like, he almost did it today. He hit, like, two threes in a row when they were down by 7, almost came back. So that shit could happen any day.
Yeah, but the thing is, even if he does do that, is it with the rest of this Cavs team, is it enough? I mean, he just have to solo carry the team. But at the end of the day, he's still playing 1v5.
I'm saying. Yeah, he's not. It's not 2007 anymore. And that's something I came to realize when it comes to LeBron James. Players do age. And it's not like he's aging to where he's on a decline. It's just to the point to where the league is so built that you just can't play 1-on-5 no more. Like, yeah. It's not possible. You can't play 1-on-5 and be successful. We've seen that with Anthony Davis throughout his career until recently, obviously, when they got Boogie. And when Boogie was by himself in Sacramento, it was just a bunch of empty stats, basically.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about in 08. You give Kobe Gasol, and they're instantly one of the favorites to win the championship.
Yeah.
You give Russell Westbrook, Carmelo, and Paul George, and we're talking about them. They might not be the 3 seed in their conference. Like, that shit's crazy to me. That's just crazy to me. That's the, like, the super teams out there insane right now.
Yeah, it's a 5-man sport now.
Head ass. but with the Cavs struggles, do y'all think some of it is because of LeBron James's play and how, like, you kind of have to be a catch-and-shoot player around him? Like, is that part of the problem, too?
I think it is.
It's more of a coaching problem.
It's partly that, because a lot of these guys came over, they weren't necessarily used to that role. Like, you look at Rodney Hood, he's been straight up awful ever since they traded for him. Same thing with Jordan Clarkson, except for, like, his first game, he's been straight up awful. Because when he was on the court with LeBron James, he's turned into a catch-and-shoot player, where, like, on the Lakers, he was kind of like a Jamal Crawford or... Jamal Crawford type off the bench. But you have guys like Kyle Korver, who's, you know, he's fine as a catch-and-shoot player. But then, I mean, this has been happening with Kevin Love ever since he got to Cleveland. He turned into a catch-and-shoot player, and he's never been the same. So.
That's true.
I do think it's partly LeBron's fault that the rest of the team is trash. But at the same time, it's kind of what it takes for LeBron to be LeBron.
I mean, not even. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't put it solely. I'm not saying you put it solely on LeBron, but when it comes to having a player like LeBron, you just got to be aware of the type of players you put around him, and you have to have some type of a system around that kind of guy. You just can't have a superstar team being freelance and expect to win. Like, you go with James Harden. 1 year he doesn't have Mike D'Antoni. He doesn't have a system really that's dominant. He's okay. He hasn't took that step. He gets a system built around him. Oh my God, he should get MVP. He doesn't get it because of Russ. Another year, still a system built around him in Mike D'Antoni's system with 2 point guards now, and they're the number one seed in the West. Even though it's a banged up Warriors team, they're still the number one seed in the West. And he's hands down the MVP this year.
So I don't know about everyone. I don't know. Let me
still LeBron. Listen.
LeBron.
Every. But I'm saying the thing with LeBron is, and what I mean, it's really something caused by his greatness as a young player. He was so great, he could produce wins for his team at a young age, and no one ever put a system around him. You had these coaches that just did whatever he wanted to do, and the team was built around. I don't know, built around it, but the team was basically his. He was it's his city.
Yeah,
is where he's from. He's a hometown kid. Like, he's a chosen one.
Yeah,
it's a curse. It's I mean, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time for LeBron James. So now it's like it's the same thing. They never put a coach around you that you can really lean on to really get you a play. Yeah. To get you an easy bucket like Brad Stevens can, like a Greg Popovich can, for a guy like Kyrie and a guy like Tim Duncan, in Tim Duncan's prime, obviously. You don't have that. Even Michael had that. Kobe had that. Shaq had so many great players had these coaches to put these systems around them to get them these easy looks, these open shots.
Well, LeBron, whereas you have a player.
I mean, pretty good coach. Yeah. I mean, yeah, in Miami, and that's yeah. And he got two titles out of it because yeah. He was in a system. He played his best basketball in the system. So. Imagine if he had a system around him his whole career.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm like that I really think LeBron really missed is that system, because all the all-time greats had a great system and a great coach around them that could put them into place when needed. And I feel like we're gotten to a point where in the Cavs, LeBron has to be at the top of everything. And sometimes it kind of hurts him because he feels like he's at the very top and he's not responsible for this and that. You know what I'm saying? So...
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit of I don't blame LeBron for that, because I mean that's how he was raised, you know. So
mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a blessing, it's a curse.
Yeah.
True. So as far as a whole, do you guys see the Cavs winning this series against Indiana then, considering it's very possible that they lost all three games and they never had like a decisive moment where they're like, yes, we are the better team here? I mean, they had it like this game where they're up 17 points, but then again, that was really just George Hill, guys like George Hill and Kevin Love hitting all their shots when they went God mode for a second.
And that's, I got like, the winning game five.
You got the winning game. But do you see them winning the series?
Nah.
So you think the Cavs?
I see the Cavs. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so I was just confirming with Bissell. So you think Indiana advances to round two?
Yep.
All right, that's good. And Dom, I know you don't agree with that.
No, I mean, I can accept them losing. I can accept the Cavs losing. I wouldn't really be devastated. I can see it, but my gut feeling is telling me that LeBron is going to, you know, he's going to have those 40-point games more often. He's going to just come to the realization that, you know what, I'm going to have to do this. And by... I don't know what y'all going to do. I'm just do this, drop 40 points, maybe 50. And if we don't win, goddamn it, hey, L.A., hey, Houston, let's go get a ring. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, though. I agree with you. He's going to have to go beast mode like he was in game two, but I still think he's going to lose. And then that will be like the final realization for him, like, this isn't going to work. There's nothing they can do for me here.
And then people are going to sit there and really blame LeBron for it, even though – he can drop an efficient 46, and, you know, you still say, hey, he could have did more. You're right. A player should have to drop 46 for them to be within 2 points of winning or losing the game. That's the weight on his shoulders, and we have to be okay with that.
And this is no it. Other we're player talking has about that in round one.
In round one.
This is not the finals we're talking about. This is round one, so even if he does get past Indiana, he'd have to go against the Raptors. Again. And he gets past. And if he gets past,
yeah, I'll say this: Philly. If LeBron makes it to the finals this year, you are not gonna hear a peep from me about the East being weak. I'll say that. Like if LeBron goes to the finals again this year, like you know how like in recent years I've been saying the East is weak, which it has. I'm not saying that this year, because considering his health and the road he has, you just can't say that. You just can't.
Yeah, LeBron makes the finals this year. He is the greatest of all time. That's the real task here. He's playing over 40 minutes a game in round one.
With no help.
I don't understand how he would be able to keep that up to even make the finals.
Let's calm down.
This is for real.
I don't know about goats.
Well, no, but it would be extremely impressive if he makes the NBA. That's like the, I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be impressive. Like, I'm not gonna.
It'll be
no one should bash on
finals appearance. It would be the most impressive time that he's ever made it to the finals.
For LeBron or just
for LeBron. In general? For LeBron. For LeBron.
I'd say it's more impressive than 07, definitely.
Yeah. For sure.
Definitely more impressive. It's sad that the 07 team might be low-key
better
than this team. Like, a team with Mo Williams, Boobie Gibson.
Was Delonte West still there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Delonte was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing LeBron's mom. Oh, my God.
I'm watching this Bucks game, right? This is just a side note. Too. Did you see what Jabari just did?
I did.
This man got the lob and literally grabbed his nuts. Yo, chill.
Listen. Wait till you see what Al Horford does. But I'm trying to contain my excitement.
I just switched back over to the Boston game. Yeah, I'm about to switch off. This game's over.
Ah, chill out.
What you mean, chill out?
We're the comeback kings.
All right. I'll come back second half.
Yo, that's tough.
How's Bledsoe doing? All right, not terrible.
Ooh, Bledsoe with the bucket. And Tech, they didn't call that? Oh, my God. He threw the ball at the ref.
Who, Bledsoe?
This man, Al Horford, just got bodied by Bledsoe and then threw the ball at the ref, and the ref threw the ball back. I've never seen that before in my life. Yo. And he just called an offensive foul. This is rigged.
Yo, chill.
This is rigged. I'm not going to lie to you. This is rigged. I listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen rigged basketball like this before in my life. When I tell you that would have been a technical foul
Jesus
on any
Christ.
Other player, that would have been a technical foul. Let DeMarcus Cousins do that to somebody. He's getting fined and suspended. Let Draymond Green do that to somebody. It's a wrap. This man, Eric Bledsoe, and he just turned the ball over to T-Roro.
Hey, going back on Boogie, because I low-key wanted to ask Dom this, right? Like, do you think they should re-sign Boogie?
No.
Use
that money somewhere else?
No. Why, though?
Because they don't...
Where else
are you gonna use it? You're seeing their system right now. It definitely moves better when AD's at center, and they have a stretch four that's very mobile, which Boogie is not.
They need a wing, not Boogie.
They need a wing. So what about Paul George?
Ooh.
What about Paul George, man? Rondo, Drew, Paul George, AD?
Yo, they would have Playoff P, Shaven, or Naked Mole Rat, Miritich, Anthony Naked Davis, Mole Rat, Playoff Rondo. They'd be the best playoff team ever. Playoff Holiday.
What about PG, bro? What about PG?
I mean, go for it.
It's
a much better fit than Boogie. Well, on paper.
Definitely
at least.
Much better
on paper, at least.
Yeah. That's low-key their only weakness right now. It's the wing.
Or they call up San Antonio, be like, we hear Kawhi wants out. We'll give you a Boogie. The next Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan with an attitude.
Tim Duncan with an attitude.
Hey, Dom, I know you're a Boogie fan. I know you're a Boogie fan, so.
Oh, no, I definitely don't think that. I mean, I'm going to say I definitely don't think. Unless you know you're getting, like, PG. You have to get, like, a PG Kawhi-type level wing in order for me to say, yeah, don't get DeMarcus. If you're getting some Otto Porter, TJ Warren,
Okay, what about this? You get Rudy Gay. You get Rudy Gay and then fill out your bench.
Rudy Gay? No, I'm good.
No,
I'm good.
Are there? I don't know any like scoring wings available outside of PG. But
listen, the only reason I say that is because if you're not going to get you a top level wing, you can really manipulate the system, keeping Miritich off the bench, keeping the core group of guys you have now, and then you really have a rotation you can have with your front court.
I think the
with Boogie, AD, and Miritich.
But I think it's better right now with Miritich starting beside Davis than it would be with him coming off the bench plus Boogie. I still think it would be better.
I'm saying. I don't think Boogie fits their transition.
No. I agree, but you have to, like, who are you putting out there? You got to give me a top-level player.
That's what I'm saying. Don't just, like, give up on Boogie right away, but you go after some elite wings. You shop Boogie around, maybe, like, a sign-and-trade deal or something like that. If you don't get it, then
I agree with that. But
if you don't get it, then maybe you can sign Boogie anyway.
No, but that's the thing. I feel like them filling out the wing position and upgrading that is like even if it's not PG, might be more important than being stuck with Boogie and forcing to start him.
I mean, I'm not saying it has definitely to be PG, have to start him. Who are you putting out there? Like, it has to be some type of silver lining.
I don't know the free agency list, but I don't think it has to be the star player that, you know, if you're getting rid of Boogie, you have to get PG, you know?
No, it has like, to it just, could be. I think it like, if there's an Otto really Porter good, type, like, I low-key would do that. A really solid, good starter that can shoot threes, play some defense.
If you give me a consistent wing player, that's pretty good.
Like
a
you
good
said no Otto Porter Jr., player. But I wouldn't be mad if they got him.
Yeah, like if Otto was a free agent, like I wouldn't re-sign Boogie and I would sign Otto instead.
Would you do a sign and trade with the Wizards for Otto Porter for Boogie?
No.
Low key, that MDJ video popped up in my head real quick. He was talking about Boogie to the Wizards. Low key. Reunion. Reunion.
Mm-hmm. Reunion. Wow.
John Wall and Boogie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that most technicals on a team ever.
Low key.
I mean, again, I can see. Listen, you gotta. If you give me a good wing player, then yeah, okay. I can see a good Boogie. Wing player. I mean, yeah, he's a good wing player, but I mean,
He's not like Paul George level, but he's just like you know the level below that.
Okay.
All right.
I wouldn't be mad at that, especially since, I wouldn't be mad at that at all.
Well, the answer question, I mean.
This is Josh Martin, co-host of Hollywood Hoops. Now, like a lot of you, I've tried a lot of these different meal kit services, delivery services, where they send meals to your house that you get to cook yourself. And every time I run into the same two problems. Number one, I don't eat meat, so my options are usually pretty limited. And number two, it just takes too long to make these meals sometimes. So I've been looking for a solution to those problems, and fortunately, I found one in Hungry Root. What Hungry Root does is deliver weekly boxes of healthy convenience foods that you can use to make a variety of inspiring, delicious dishes. All their food is plant-based and gluten-free and comes either ready to eat or ready in less than 15 minutes. You can choose to make the dishes according to their recipes or mix and match ingredients for additional flexibility. So Hungry Root offers over 75 dishes that you can make at home, like their fan favorite sweet potato pad thai or their cult favorite almond chickpea cookie dough for $25 off each of your first two deliveries for a total savings of $50. Visit www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty ALMIGHTY at checkout. That's www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty for $25 off each of your first two deliveries.
I would go the route without Boogie or giving Boogie up for something. I would go that route.
You know what? The Lakers have a nice wing on their team.
Ingram.
Kuzma? No, we're talking about Luol Deng. What you mean?
Luol Deng. Chill.
Yeah. No. I got the perfect trade package. They slide us Boogie. We give them Ingram, Luol Deng, and like Josh Hart.
I was thinking Josh Hart too.
And by Ingram, I'm not talking Brandon. I'm talking Andre.
That's how you gotta slide. Oh, you just write on the trade package Ingram.
Yep, you don't say which one. You just Ingram. Finesse.
You could even they even finesse. Jazz LiAngelo and play Ball Ingram and Hart for.
That would be the ultimate finesse.
Those guys show up. You get Andre Ingram, LiAngelo Ball, and Josh Hart show up at the first Pelicans gets back. It's like, oh, who are these guys?
We gave you Ingram, Hart, and dang, isn't that what we agreed on?
Oh my god.
Oh god. Yo, no, the Celtics ain't coming back, the Bucks. Yeah. Giannis making sure that
the Bucks are taking this game so serious.
The Bucks blow this lead. Oh my god.
Shout out to Eric Bledsoe at least for stepping up this game. He had to have a good game after what he said about Rozier.
Oh yeah.
There's no way he couldn't have a good game.
His reputation was on the line.
Is anyone seeing this commercial with Tony Snell? What the fuck? The Buck literally just slapped his fucking french fries off his hands, bro. Shoot.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. Tony Snell is one ugly individual. I cannot. Back when he had braids, oh my, he looked like a worm.
But that's actually a good way to transition over into what we got to talk about next. Instead of the best surprises, we got to do some of the worst surprises. And there have been, you know, a lot of them. A lot of players and teams haven't been doing so hot. So, V-Souls, you want to kick this one off?
All right, man. Let's start this off with Cat. All right, man. Cat. Okay. If you guys watch or were tuning in when we were called the Hoop Talk Podcast, we had this huge ass debate.
Cat or Boogie? Who was better
between Cat or Boogie?
Man.
Newsflash: it's neither because it's Joel Embiid when he's healthy.
Hey. I definitely said that back then. I said Embiid's better than Cat, so I don't want to hear it. I've always said Embiid's better than Cat, so this is the news for me.
Oh shit. Yo. Okay. So, anyways, but Cat, man, this man got me complimenting Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
Come on now.
Andrew Wiggins and Derrick Rose.
I'm saying Wiggins is playing better than Cat, man. And y'all know my history with Wiggins. And if you're playing worse than Wiggins, come on, bro.
I'm going to just need everybody to go out when you're getting your Dawn soaps, you know, when you... so we can get that bag. I want y'all to look on the back of milk cartons to see if y'all can see the Where's Cat, you know, missing posters all over the back of milk cartons. We got to find Cat. Because he's gone. I don't know where he's at in his post.
Five this is points. A
Cat. I don't know where he's at, bro.
This is Kitten. Was this 8 or 9 points game one and 5 game two?
This is Kitten. This is not even Cat no more. He's Kitten.
Kitten.
This is Kitten, bro. I don't know, man.
Come on, man. 5 points on 22% shooting, minus 21. Come on, bro. Cat!
The whole Wolves team, though, trash. Absolute trash. Like, the Rockets...
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's not just Cat, but the whole Wolves team is butt trash.
Look. The Houston Rockets, the first two games, they didn't even play good either game. Neither game. The first game, it was literally James Harden carrying the entire team. That game should have been winnable. If the Timberwolves even played a decent game, but they were trash. Game two, now James Harden's awful, and really, besides Chris Paul and Gerald Green, no one else can hit a shot. They were like 16 to 52 from beyond the arc, shot 30-something percent from three, and 30% from the field as well. And you lose by 20? Trash. How do you do that?
They're buns.
Trash. I'm like, not gonna lie, it wasn't just Cat that game. Cat was definitely
it was literally the biggest. Everyone. It was literally
he's definitely
everyone.
The biggest offender. But Jimmy Butler, 11 points. Andrew Wiggins, even though he was still better than Jimmy and Cat,
still trash.
13 points on 43%. That is your best player, Andrew Wiggins. Come on now,
that's
got
tough.
Taj Gibson, 8 points. Jeff Teague, 8 points.
He had He had like 5 turnovers, only 1 assist.
Their best player was Nemanja Bjelica. Come on,
Balenciaga.
Now.
That's what
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga. Don Maker just hit a three. Thank God. I finally witnessed Don Maker hit a goddamn three. I'm sorry.
Don Maker been nice this game.
He like has.
The 2 blocks he had earlier.
Yo, he was getting mad blocks. We just get the elbow Matthew Dellavedova. Like, he's not the second best Australian player in the league right now. That's crazy.
Anyways, so now that you guys have seen the Wolves and you know they're about to get swept by the Houston Rockets, would you rather seen the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs instead?
Yes. Would have rather seen them beforehand.
I would love to see Jokic shit on Cat. If Cat was going to be this.
Loki, I was rooting for the Nuggets to win that game against the Blazers, against the Wolves.
Jokic versus Kitten would have been amazing.
No, they wouldn't have played.
They would have played the Rockets. They still have lost. Yeah, they still have lost, but it would have been better. Better than this.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. My fault.
I mean, if I'm the Nuggets, I'm sitting at home. Yeah, it would have been better than this.
I mean, Jokic is kind of ass on defense.
Those would have been some high. Those would have been some high scoring games.
I mean,
yeah, it would have been.
It would have been better energy. Yeah,
it would have been more fun to watch. Yeah, like this been... Wolves team isn't even fun to watch.
That's true.
You want to watch? Watch them, you just see trash. I mean,
yeah.
Like if I'm Jimmy Butler, I'm not even considering resigning with this team in the next season.
If Jimmy Butler is your number one guy, your team's gonna be trash. I'm sorry to tell you.
I don't even think he should consider re-signing with the Wolves after next season.
He shouldn't. He should just take his talents to South Beach.
Go somewhere because Cat, low-key, disappointing Wiggins, you know, is Wiggins.
I mean, low-key.
Why would you want to stay
South Beach?
Low-key, Butler to the Butler to the Celtics?
Not again. Jesus Christ, we're done with that. We're done with that. We're done. We're done. I'm not going through this whole saga of Butler to the Celtics again, man.
Again.
But speaking of South Beach, Hassan Whiteside, SDC man, I saw your video today. Go ahead, go ham. This is your time to shine.
So a couple of weeks ago, when Hassan Whiteside first started complaining about his lack of minutes, I was actually on his side. I was like, you know what, Miami, give the man some minutes. He used to be a borderline all-star in the NBA. I still believe he can do that, and I still do believe that he's capable of it. The problem is the dude just don't care. The dude don't try. The dude is straight up trash. I don't understand how he's gonna give up on the Miami Heat in the playoffs. How do you average like 5 points and a rebound per game, 4 fouls in the playoffs? Like, Bam Adebayo, the rookie, is getting more minutes off the bench than him. You're getting Kelly Olynyk is playing over you. You're trash, Hassan Whiteside. Like this dude.
And low key, we've been talking about this. He might have been overrated this whole entire time.
I don't think he's.
Man, it's finally coming to the light. I've said this. Oh, this is amazing.
Do you think anyone outside of the Lakers or LeBron James is overrated?
Somehow, some way, they always do turn out to be trash. I mean, like, overrated, not trash. They always somehow, some way, come out to be overrated. I was one of the people taking the side of Hassan Whiteside saying, you know, he is kind of overrated in some aspects because people were telling me he's more than a paint protector. He's more than a rim protector. Like, that's all he is. He gets 17 a game. He gets 17 a game. Okay. Like, y'all don't understand what Hassan 17 are. Those are coming from the rebounds. Like, that's not it's worse than DeAndre Jordan scoring. It's not like he's getting a lot of rebounds and there are a lot of offensive rebounds. And he gets to put them right back. Like, it's not like he's out here getting low post moves and hitting jump shots, which he does have a jumper. Like, he does have one. He just doesn't use it
because
he's lazy.
Little bit.
He's like a worse version of Dwight Howard. Like, it's terrible.
That's disrespectful to Dwight.
I mean, Dwight was underachieving. After that championship, after the finals run, he said, you know what? I won. I succeeded.
But with Whiteside, his rim protecting, it's like he's not even a good defender. Like, I'm sorry, like he's literally fishing out for blocks just so he can get blocks and then leaving other people open.
I mean, hey, man, Ben Wallace got a lot of. Let me stop. Nah, I mean, I can't defend it, bro.
He can't even guard the pick and roll. Like, he's literally like Embiid was babying him. And he's not even a good post defender.
Embiid's a savage. Embiid's a different
monster. But it's not
even
with Embiid. He can barely got like freaking Greg Monroe out there.
He's overrated. What are you trying to tell me for? I agree. He's trash. He gets outplayed by Kelly Olynyk. He's trash.
That's tough.
Yeah, man.
Who's worse, Hassan or Kat, though?
Hassan. In the playoffs.
Is it Hassan, though? Kat ain't been that much better than Hassan.
No, he ain't been that much better, but it's still Hassan.
I don't know. They kind of put
at
up
least,
the same numbers.
At least Kat was being guarded by Capella.
Oh, my God.
Hassan
is getting guarded by Embiid.
No, but it was only one game, though. And like, he was still trash the game before. But in the game before, he was still trash.
He was getting... Bro, have you ever been guarded by Amir Johnson, bro? He's a savage.
Oh, my God. I can't take this.
It's too much. He's 6'9", but he has long arms.
I'm like 7'2", with whites, with freaking Wilt's wingspan.
He can't... Hassan Whiteside can't even guard Amir Johnson's jumper.
Hey, man. It sounds like Wilt versus Bill to me. Bill Russell was a problem to Wilt, right? 6'9", man.
Yo, chill.
Comparing Amir Johnson to Bill Russell. Oh, my Hassan God.
Celtic Wilt. Legend?
You comparing Hassan to Wilt?
Defensively. Hey, man, Wilt was fishing for them blocks, bro. What do you mean?
He was.
Hey, bro. What was the ultimate stat pattern?
He could do that back then. I mean,
the ultimate stat pattern. I swear,
is the ultimate stat pattern. If stat pattern
in the era with already inflated stats, he was stat padding. Come on, bro.
You can't tell me if you guys were him, you wouldn't be doing the exact same thing.
I mean, low key, people are putting him over Bill just because of it. So,
I mean, you can't. I can't knock him.
I mean, if I was him back then and I was twice as big, could jump twice as high, was twice as strong as everyone else, oh, you best to believe I'm just doing everything.
If there was a league where I could put up 50 points a game, you damn right I'd do it. If it was like, hey, go ahead, okay. If there was a league where I could be like, you know what, I want to lead the league in assists and actually do it. Do you know how? That's not even stat padding. That's just amazing. For a center, right,
if there was a league where you can win 8 championships in a row, which one would you take?
I mean, the 8 championships ain't stat padding, though.
As the best player. I mean, is it not stat padding? You're stat padding your accomplishments.
Well, Bill Russell was championship padding. Bill Russell was championship
padding. How do you championship pad? What is that?
You win every time.
Right. Oh, my God.
He could have chased stats, but he chose to win. I mean,
if anyone else could do it, they would. You know what I'm saying? Right?
He's championship Patty.
You're terrible.
This man Dom went off on me when I went off on triple doubles.
Listen, man. Will Chamberlain's amazing. But... Yeah, what were we talking about? How disappointing two sisters are?
Yeah, that's Son and Cat.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, aka Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
You guys think Hassan's gonna get traded? I would say yes, but then again, I don't know who's gonna trade for him anymore.
Hey, man, go back to Sacramento. He's coming home, Sac.
Willie Cauley-Stein. Give us Willie Cauley-Stein. We'll take Willie Cauley-Stein.
We'll take Scal. We'll take Scal.
Take Scal LeBizier, honestly.
We'll take Giorgio Papagiannis.
We'll say cash considerations, man.
We'll just free up our cap. Free up our cap.
His contract is just so ass.
Why do we do this? We should have just gave Wade the money.
Oh, man.
That's tough. Wade is playing on the Heat on a minimum. On a veteran's minimum.
And Hassan is getting the max.
All he had to do was take, you know, maybe $10 million less than what he wanted. Was it $10 million?
I'm not gonna be mad at Wade because he went into Chicago and got paid. He got $25 million a year, was it?
And he got bought out.
He got $25 million for 1 year.
I mean, he's getting it. He got it this year too. He got bought out, so he still got the money.
Well, for 2 years, okay. But what was? But he was only at $5 million less for how many years in Miami?
What? They were only offering like $10 million a year, I think.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I don't know about $10 million.
Yeah, so I mean, he like got an extra like $30 million out of that deal, so I can't be mad at him for that.
I can't if you just want to go back to the damn Heat in the first place. So waste of time.
It worked out. It worked out. He got paid and got to go back.
Just to go on the bench. That's tough.
He was coming off the bench regardless.
Hey, Josh, you got this. When we say Jay Rich, we're not talking about Jason. The Josh new Jay Peterson Rich.
Starting over Dwayne Wade.
We still on disappointing players, right?
Yeah.
All right, we got to go back to Dame. We can't. I know we had some technical difficulties, but we can't go through the segments without talking about Dame. Okay, come on, Dame.
He's trash.
I don't want to say it again, but
where you at,
bro? It's Dame time. It's Dame time.
Garbage. He's just on a different time zone right now.
I think it's the traveling, man. I think it's the traveling.
Yeah, I think it's the mixtape or the album. Everybody's telling
you know, there's a song. There's a song out there by Damian Lillard called They Sleep.
I stay sleep. Ain't no reason to wake the fuck up. Give me a reason not to be asleep, and then I wake up. How about that, Dame?
Look, but just a quick summary. He got locked up by Drew. 30% from the field, 30-40% from the field the first three games. He had two assists and eight turnovers the last game.
It was not even close to 40. It's 32% from the field.
32% from the field, ladies and gentlemen. That Bob Cousy shot 38% from the field his whole career. That is worse than Bob Cousy in the 50s when they didn't even know how to dribble with their left hand. All right. Okay, that's tough, man. That's tough.
Hey, dude, I wish I could travel back in time. I'd go to the 50s. I'd be dribbling with my left hand. Everyone would be blown away.
Man, I would love to go see how those games like actually were back in the day, like in the 50s and 60s.
I'd be in the game. What you mean? Let's see how they...
Chill. It would be terrible. It's a bunch of mailmen.
15 straight championships.
That was the definition of a professional YMCA league back then. But no. SEC question. Because I asked you this, I forgot which episode, and you know, you were just so appalled by the thought of it.
Wait, hold on. I'd be a slave by day, NBA champion by night.
Oh my, you're terrible. This chill. Dude here.
Chill.
Oh my God. I can't with you. Anyway, would you be willing to trade Damian Lillard now? For some type of rebuilding assets.
Pistons traded for Damian Lillard.
Oh, now he's going to the Pistons. Jesus
Christ. You
really
want Dame?
I want Dame and Blake?
Yes.
You want two players to go missing in the playoffs?
Blake only go missing because of injuries.
So you want to be missing two injuries again?
Is that a good thing?
I was saying if you don't get injured, you don't go missing.
Embiid's been more healthy than Blake. That's tough.
Hey, I'm taking Dame if I could get Dame.
I mean,
they would trade Dame because they get
goes missing during the entire regular season, so I'm fine with Dame.
I don't know, man. I'd keep Reggie Jackson. I think that's what? Reggie Jackson.
we ain't gonna make it to the playoffs with Reggie because he ain't gonna be there in the regular season.
What if Dame frees up in the middle of the season like he is now, man? What's going on?
A frozen up Dame is still better than no Reggie Jackson at all.
A frozen up Dame is like Kyle Lowry.
And look, man, put Dame on the Warriors. They're just the same. That's
Everyone making that argument. You're so stupid. And you know what? Bezos can't say it because you know the backlash. I can say it. You're retarded if you think if you put Damian Lillard on the Warriors, it'll be the same impact of having Stephen Curry. Newsflash to all of you idiots that call yourself basketball fans. This recent surge of three-pointers that every team's taken is because of Steph Curry, not Damian Lillard. Okay? There's no change in the game because of Damian Lillard. Only Steph Curry. There's a reason there are no power forwards for real no more in the NBA. There's two small forwards on the court at all time. You want to know why? Because Steph Curry's pulling up from half court. So everyone needs to be able to shoot because the floor is stretched. They're considering a four-point line. That's been considered. Because of who? Not Damian Lillard. No Dame time for four-point plays. four-point shots, Steph Curry. And if you put Steph on the Blazers, I'm pretty sure Drew Holiday and Playoff Rondo aren't shutting him down. I'm positive about that. You guys are idiots.
And it's not even like people are like before 2015, Curry was like this some average all-star point guard. He was okay in 2013. Klay Thompson was okay. He was good, but he's definitely not what he is right now. And he beat a 57-win Nuggets team who was the third seed, just like the Blazers are right now, and cooked them and beat them in six. And then the series after, he took the Spurs, the same Spurs that took LeBron to seven, to six games. And this is with Klay Thompson as what, like a sophomore in the league? So it's not like this whole idea of if Curry didn't have help, he'd do nothing or lessen damages. I don't see it, because Curry did do more with less. And he wasn't even in his prime yet, and Dame is. So I don't see that argument, man.
All I know is if Steph Curry dropped a mixtape, is gonna have more numbers than Dame's. Talk about impact.
That's actually probably a fact. That is a fact.
Talk about impact now.
I'm looking at the 2013 series versus the Nuggets. This man Klay Thompson was 22 years old, averaging 15 points a game. Draymond Green did not start a game. Was averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds. His second best player was Jarrett Jack. His third best player was 15 point per game, Harrison Barnes. David Lee missed 4 games of the series, and he beat a 57-win Nuggets team. Efficiently too. I don't want to hear that, bro. I don't want to hear that.
Steph's a game changer. Dame's an imitator.
Alright, so I guess for his most disappointing Beastles has Hassan, Cat, and Dame. Not
bad. That's kind of for the whole group, low-key. We all went on both.
Yeah, we all picked the niggas apart.
Yeah. Who else? Has there been any other? Well, I guess you could say, I don't know.
I guess Eric Bledsoe, but you know.
But I mean, he's... No one really expected anything great out of him.
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed.
I mean, he talks like he's like this NBA all-star, but he's not, so...
He's getting cooked by T-Roro.
Well, not this game. T-Roro has been absolutely terrible.
I mean, yeah. As a whole, in this series, not, yeah. Not this game per se. He
still got the advantage in the series, but this game, different story.
My man Tyler Zeller with the hook shot, Carolina's finest. Psych!
What other player has been supporting, though? I guess that's it.
I guess the whole Cavs supporting cast.
Same thing with the Bucks supporting cast, despite the night. I would say the Wizards are disappointing, but this is kind of what I expected.
That's pretty much it, though. For the biggest disappointments, I don't think anyone's.
Yeah.
I guess you could say Russ in game two, but.
PG, Melo, all 14 from the field.
What happened? Playoff P. What happened?
Playoff P.
What do you mean this is playoff P? You saw it against the Cavs in the first round last year. Playoff P.
But they didn't win in the first round last year.
Exactly. They never said playoff P was good. You just said playoff P.
Oladipo let Pacers team beat him twice. Playoff V. What do you mean?
Yo, this man Giannis is—he's getting a little too comfortable with these threes.
That's why you don't need him to take them.
Yeah, he's using this game as target practice now.
Target practice.
You know, we're beating them 63-39. Might as well practice a little bit. You know, practice for the future.
Get some warm up shots.
Show them the part of my game they ain't seen yet. All my Kawhi stuff. Man, this man Kawhi really pulled off the ultimate resting card. They said, no more resting. Psh, I rest a year. I take a year off. Who needs basketball, man? I did it all. I'm just going to enjoy my money.
Right, I'm retired champion, two-time defensive player, NBA Finals MVP.
Even when I sit out a year, I'm still somehow top five on everybody's players list. I'm still top five. Somehow, somewhere.
When I'm out, go
Kawhi.
I only played 9 games this season. I'm already better than everyone in the league except for 5 players. And I only played 9 games. 9 forgetful games at that.
True.
Because I forgot he played.
Man. Kawhi better remind us how good he is next year, though.
I mean, I didn't forget how good he was. But hope he just reminds us that he wants to play still.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, very true. We are
getting destroyed by Tyler Zeller. Jesus Christ. Tough night.
Yeah, this is bound to happen to the Celtics at least one game. They ain't got no firepower. But. I guess we'll move on to the last thing we gotta do, which is final predictions for round 1. I think this should be pretty easy because at this point I think we all know who's going to win the series. But B-Souls, wanna give us your predictions?
Sort of to end the... Okay. Let me look at the bracket real quick. So the Houston... Let's do this together. So the Houston-Minnesota series, I got Houston in 4 now. Does everyone agree?
They don't even do play 4. Cancel it.
Just cancel it. Damn, they haven't even played in Minnesota. Already counting them out?
Yep, we
not
are.
Not even one game?
No. Sweep.
There's no way.
I mean, look at the Bucks right now, man.
I had it as a sweep. Ah, that's the Bucks. They have Giannis.
They have cat.
You mean kitten?
Kitten. That's tough. So we got Rockets in 4. Most of us, right? Yep. All of us. And then next round we got OKC versus Utah. Or next series we got OKC versus Utah, tied 1-1 right now. Game 3 tomorrow. Who do we got?
That's actually a tough one.
Listen, I want to say Thunder, but God damn it, I don't know. I don't
Mello.
Know, man. It's iffy.
They got Melo,
man. Melo can just freeze up, and it affects everyone else on the team. Everybody else just get the Melo bug. It's bad.
I don't know.
They have playoff people, but they don't have Gatorade.
I might have to go Chill. Utah, honestly. I might have to go Utah.
I'm going to go Thunder out of faith. Thunder out of pure faith. It's a point for me, though.
I'm going Utah, man.
The Jazz are just they're a more stable team. They're better mm-hmm. coached. You know, Way for the most coach. Part, you know, for the
they
most
have the
part,
best
what
player
you're
on the court
them that every night. I mean, their defense is better.
They have the best player on the court.
I mean, the only thing is, like, of course, we have Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Like, of course, they can have monster games.
It's crazy how playoff P and Russell Westbrook aren't the best player on the court when they play against Utah. Because Donovan Mitchell just, you know, has. I'm telling
it's a
you, man,
fag, bro.
I've been saying this since day 13 of the NBA season with Donovan Mitchell. I can't say day 1 because I wasn't saying day 1. It was kind of a little bit into the season after I seen a little bit from, you know, had to be honest. Day 13 of the NBA season. He has the potential to be Wade-esque for the Jazz, you know?
He does. He has that Wade potential.
I'm not saying he's the next Dwayne Wade, but he'll have that type of impact on the team. And, hey, Wade got a championship out of it early. All I'm saying is, hey, they he got Rudy
Dwayne,
Gobert.
Dwayne Wade. But
Shaq
with a,
Gobert?
Dwayne Wade, but with a jumper, though.
Ooh, that's tough. He does have
Quinn
a jumper.
Quinn Snyder kind of looks like Pat Riley.
Low
All they
key,
need is a wing
LeBron
player.
LeBron to Utah?
All they need is more
Low
reps.
Key, LeBron to Utah. That's tough.
Chill.
I didn't even think about that.
LeBron Low to Utah. Key. Chill out.
He got Wade 2.0. You got him a defensive center.
A healthy Wade?
A healthy Joe Ingles.
A good supporting cast. He's
a great coach.
He's like Jay Crowder, I'm home.
Okay. Nah, but it's in the West, though. He's not doing that.
No, that's tough.
Come on now, come on.
But still, I'm just saying, if Donovan Mitchell and Gobert alone can challenge the Thunder of all teams, I'm pretty sure LeBron got a good shot.
I mean, what do you mean by the Thunder of all teams, man? It's the Thunder of all teams.
The Thunder beat themselves a lot.
That's
what I'm saying. Most of the time, the Thunder just beat themselves. It's not even...
The other team don't got to do much.
I'm saying.
Get out the way.
Okay.
I got Utah.
I think Utah winning this series. I don't trust the Thunder at all.
Thunder in seven.
Utah in six or seven.
I'll give it to them in seven. Especially in a game seven, I would definitely not trust the Thunder.
I'm gonna go six.
Because I already know they're about to make some stupid plays in a game seven.
That's tough.
That boy Russ. Woo! All right, man. So next we got. Let's skip the Blazers and the Pelicans.
Trash.
Let's skip the Spurs and the Warriors. Let's go to the East. So we basically that whole bracket right there. Okay, so we got Warriors, Pelicans, second round. We got Raptors, Wizards. Gonna be two. It's 2-1 now after Game 3.
I got Raptors and six.
I got Raptors and six. Originally predicted. NCC guy, you got Raptors?
I say Raptors in five.
All right. Cleveland versus Indiana. 2-1 to the Pacers right now.
Cleveland, we already kind of talked six. About this one.
I got Indiana in six. In six.
Close.
I feel like saying Indiana in five, but I don't want to be too disrespectful to LeBron.
That's tough. He gets beaten five.
Look, I think it should have been.
Low key, he was talking about a sweep.
I think it should have been a sweep. They were supposed to win game two.
I don't know what's supposed to be.
Cavs should be down 0-3 right now.
I mean, low key, Cavs in six.
No, there's no way the Cavs win this series.
LeBron's
a different animal, man.
He about to flip the switch.
I know any other player can't drop 46 again, but it's LeBron, man.
But
it's
that LeBron. 46 didn't even guarantee them a win.
Hey, but they got him a win.
But they won, though.
Off some bad calls on Victor Oladipo to start the game.
They just need more bad calls. And more 46 points performances.
Yeah, all right, that could LeBron. Be the X factor from now on, so I don't know.
Not even that. If they get 46 from LeBron and Kevin Love can give you 20, that is 66
points. That's a big if right there. That's a big if.
Hey,
still not enough.
Right, that's 66 points. Where's the other 30 coming from?
Larry Nance? Let me stop.
Larry Nance.
That's a problem. And we say LeBron drops 46, Kevin Love drops 20, and we look at the rest of the team like, all right, who else going to get these
things? You're going to get you a good 6 from JR, a good 7 from Rodney Hood, a good 10 from Jordan Clarkson, a good 6 from Larry Nance, 2 points from Tristan Thompson, maybe 3 from Jose.
Get 2 minutes from Tristan Thompson. Let's chill out.
That's tough.
Yo. Nah, there's no way Cleveland making out this series alive.
All right, man. I got Indy in six. I got Indy in six. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs won, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's five either.
Hit us.
I wouldn't.
Okay. So we got Philly and Miami. 2-1 right now to Philly.
Philly in five.
Yeah,
Philly in five. I got Philly in five. They needed flashback D Wade to win one game.
Yeah, and they still almost lost that game too. Came back.
And now, last series we got Boston and Milwaukee. About to be 2-1 right now.
Milwaukee in six.
Actually, low key, the Celtics coming back a little.
Low key. What is it now? 17.
67-53.
Oh well, the Bucks just scored. All right,
67.
But still, you know, still got.
They're on the 16-4 run. This is amazing. Oh my God, Giannis, and he just baptized them. Okay, yep. SDC, stop. Stop.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I stopped after I said that. But
Giannis just baptized them.
Oh, again? Baines has been posterized like 5 times this year.
And Horford just baptized Giannis. Okay.
Hold on, hold on. Watch out. Watch out. Just watch this play develop. It was a nice lob. It was a nice lob. It was a nice lob. But let's go back to the series.
There was some ball to forehead action. A little ball to the back of the head action.
A little bit.
I see it ending in 6 games. I don't know.
Still might go to 7.
If the Bucks win, it has to be in 7. There's no way the Boston lose all 4 from out here. But
I'm gonna stick with my Boston in 6 pick. I can't just overreact to this one game because they're playing out of their mind.
Milwaukee in 6.
Ooh.
They're winning 4 in a row, Dom.
In a row, the greatness of Giannis will turn on.
Would that be like their biggest?
That didn't turn on the first 2 games.
Would that be like their biggest resurgence of the season? This game. This is Thonmaker's breakout game. Now the X
breakout game.
Y'all remember them old 2K?
Oh shit! He blocked Tatum again.
Y'all remember them old NBA Live games where they had the X Factor little badge? His is turned on. Now he's activated in the playoffs. Thonmaker, the X Factor. His
playoff
potential.
Thon.
Playoff Thon. Everybody has a playoff form. You got playoff Rondo, playoff P, and playoff T.
You got playoff Cat.
Playoff T, playoff V. You know?
Playoff Cat.
Playoff
you mean
Cat.
Playoff kitten. Little kitten. Not big cat no more. You little kitten.
I'm going Celtics in 7 in the series.
Yeah, the talent gap is huge. So
it's huge, but the Bucks,
they at least got home court.
Yeah, they have that, and then the fact that the Bucks have been so iffy.
Yeah, that's true. All right, man, but that's basically it. Those are all the first round matchups. So,
I'm so happy the Cavs aren't about to be in the finals against the Warriors this year. I would not watch that.
Stop jinxing them.
I would not watch that.
Hey, man. Okay, so we okay, aside from Dom, we got Indy moving on.
Yep.
So who's going to the finals? Philly or Toronto?
Philly.
Cleveland.
Chill. This man Dom.
No way the Cavs making the finals here.
I don't know. Might be Philly.
I think it might be Philly.
If they win,
championship this year,
yo, Philly's blessed.
Ben
Simmons,
shit,
Joel Embiid, top 5 all time already. If they win the championship this year.
I don't want all time already, but
top 10.
They're on their way. They're definitely. Oh my god. Okay, if that shit happens, where are they all time?
All time, Joel Embiid. Obviously, Joel Embiid will be top 10 all time. Hands down, and my man's
hands down,
and Ben Simmons is top 15 all time.
Like, are you serious about that, though?
No, I'm not at all.
I mean,
they're on their way.
Would they be top 50 just for that alone?
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Who's 48 on the top 50 list?
If they beat the Golden State Warriors, arguably.
But we're talking about comparing them to.
So we're talking about them beating the Golden State
Warriors. Dwight Howard.
I mean, hey.
What about Dwight Howard?
Thank you.
What about? Chill.
And beats over Howard if he wins the championship this year.
In 2 years? That's like putting freaking Derrick Rose. That's like putting Derrick Rose over John Stockton.
They beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA championship this year. You can't tell me anything. I
can't.
Low key, Ben Simmons will already be better than KD all time if they fuck around.
Okay, so it was Wes Unseld when he won Rookie of the Year MVP and Finals MVP. Oh, never mind. He didn't win it all his first year. But was Magic, okay, when Magic did it, was he top 50 all time right away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh my god. I get it, but we're talking about an 8-time All-Star, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, 5-time
NBA We're talking about a rookie winning the championship his first year in
arguably the greatest team
of all
basketball has ever seen.
What is that over a whole 15-year career?
Yes.
I can't
especially,
go. Man.
Especially can't. When
a 15-year career without a championship, yes.
Especially yeah, when half that career no wasn't good.
He ain't get no chip either? Nope. He got to the finals once. One time in the finals, didn't do anything. Well, not didn't do anything, but didn't win. Didn't succeed. Ben Simmons and Joel did. Their first year in the finals. Both of their first years in the finals. In the
Philly,
playoffs.
If Philly wins the championship this year, can LeBron still go there?
So is Bill Walton over Dwight Howard?
Yes.
Yeah, Bill Walton over.
No, I don't. I just want to say yes for the sake of
argument. I got Luke Walton over Dwight Howard.
Because Bill won a championship his third year in the league.
All I know is.
And he was only good for like 4 years total.
Exactly. And in them total 4 years, he was able to be better than a lot of guys their whole career. So it's very possible. I'm just saying,
based off 50 though.
I just based off those 4 years he was, because it definitely wasn't based off the rest of his career.
No, but we're talking about a guy who won a championship and Finals MVP in his first 3 years in the league, but because you know his career wasn't long enough, we have guys like injuries. Dwight Howard above him.
But okay, take Dwight Howard out of the picture. A guy like Bill Walton, I mean, for a guy like Joel, I don't know.
I'd say top 70. I don't know about top 50.
Top 70? Right, that's a thing? Okay, yeah. I'd say top 53.
Top 53.
Top 49.
Oh, my God.
Low-key, top 35. Just
saying. No, but as I was saying, if the Philadelphia 76ers do, in this imaginary world, win the championship this year, can LeBron still go there?
Yes. Granny? Because he didn't beat him. They didn't beat him. They didn't beat him. Well, no, actually, no.
But they won, though. No, they won the championship.
No. Yeah, I take that back now. If he does that, that's a pussy move, too. That's still a pussy move. Yeah.
He can't go
there. Remember that video you did down on YouTube, ranting about KD?
Hey, only video on my channel with 1K views. I'm proud of that video. Only one.
I still remember that.
Hey, man, that's tough.
Better do that for LeBron if he goes to Philly.
You damn right I will.
Yo, if LeBron does that, if he goes to Philly, if they win a championship, he just destroyed his own legacy.
What about if they just go to the finals?
They didn't win it. I mean, they didn't need him to get to the finals. That narrative wouldn't be there, but still, it wouldn't be worse. If you're trying to make me think of it being worse than KD, they would have to win the finals. That's the only way it could be worse than KD or on that same level.
I would just be pissed off just for the fact that
the East is still destroyed.
If he doesn't go, that's a part of it too. If he doesn't go to Philly next year, we're talking about an East where the Sixers and the Celtics like might actually be going toe to toe, head to head, and then LeBron just turns the tide all the way in favor of Philly and makes it a one team conference again.
I mean, hey, that's my. Might be what he wants, man. It's LeBron. CEO LeBron James. CEO / head coach / GM /
team captain. Entire Eastern Conference.
And another thing, too, Ben Simmons won't get enough credit for those rings he's going to win.
He won't.
He better.
But I'll personally make sure he does. But another thing, though, what about if his numbers stand out and you see, like, what if his numbers show it's not LeBron really carrying the team and just he's the reason they're getting the dubs? Because what if when they play together, because LeBron, if there's any player that would know how to play with a LeBron James type of player, it would be LeBron James. So I still don't see why people don't think LeBron would be able to reel himself in as a basketball player that's hitting the age 34, 35, 36. Why wouldn't he be able to reel it in for the sake of the team? Because he does want the team to win. He does value team basketball. That's the big thing on LeBron James. That's a big part of his game. Why can't he embrace his inner magic and let the young guys develop and keep their thing going and let them carry him, per se? You know.
So is Ben Simmons winning a Finals MVP?
If Iguodala can win one over Stephen Curry. I'm pretty sure that's Ben Simmons, but this is going to be. But my thing is, this is going to be an older LeBron, and if the numbers don't lie, then the numbers don't lie. If you clearly see Ben Simmons averaging a triple double in the finals, I mean, LeBron's going to give you points. He's going to give you about 7 rebounds. He's going to give you like 6 assists because he's playing off ball if he accepts his role. 6 assists at the least, 5-6 maybe. Giving you like 18, 19 points, maybe 20 points, depending on how you play.
I guess it depends on if Ben Simmons actually gets Finals MVP, because Kobe definitely contributed to those 3 championships.
That's true.
But yeah, here we are talking about how he got carried by Shaq. He wouldn't have never won without Shaq, you know? So
you're like better than having a Ben Simmons if LeBron goes there.
But it will. That's a.
Yo, LeBron reality. Messes up Ben Simmons' legacy, I'll be pissed.
And the Beats too.
Yeah. No, but LeBron, don't go to Philly. Don't do it.
It's the best destination for him. I don't want him to go there.
But I mean, that's just East ruined for another 5-6 years.
I'm saying, and you ruined someone's legacy.
2 players.
Yeah, and tough. Markel's. Let me chill.
Chill.
I can see LeBron would probably demand Markel get traded if he go there. I can see that.
Oh, some wicked shit.
Yeah. Like, if I come here, we need to bring Kevin Love. We need to bring Kevin
Love. This time he goes to get Sabonis. We need Sabonis. I know y'all got Sarge, but nah. Get Markel out of here. We need Sabonis.
Yo, that's another thing that would worry you about LeBron in Philly. If you go try and become the GM of the team.
Oh, you better not. Better not. All right.
Go to something that was working and I messed it up.
Y'all got to the finals, but you know what? Y'all need the LeBron touch.
You know what, JJ Redick, we're trading you for J.R. Smith, and we need Tristan Thompson here. Stat. Yeah.
So Amir. So do we have a 6'9" center trading for Tristan? Amir, out of here. Give me Tristan. Come on, let's go. Cheat on Chloe some more in Philadelphia, of all places.
The whole squad's coming with me.
Give me Seti Osman. I need
Seti. All right, bye, Marco. We got Seti now.
He's going to pull a Tom Thibodeau on the Sixers. Recreate a whole team. That's tough.
But, yo, is Bissell still here?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. But I guess that's probably gonna do it for this episode of The Dish. Unless you guys had anything else you wanted to add.
Nah.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Alright, hopefully we'll be back next week. We get this schedule things figured out. We can find a day. Sorry about the break again. It's been like a couple weeks since the last episode. But, you know, it's just a struggle sometimes. So hopefully we can get back onto the grind of posting it at least once a week.
You know, it could really help the grind, guys. Y'all showing us that love on Twitter and Instagram, man. The more support that we see, man, the more it does for us. And more it gets us on the ball. So y'all got to hit us with the ads. Hit us with the questions.
The more y'all pressure us, man.
The more pressure we're under, bro, the more likely we are to drop the video.
Yeah, we ain't Damian Lillard.
We don't fold.
But we are slept on, though.
We are slept on. Definitely sleeping on the dish, bro. We need that bag.
It's a fact.
But I guess you guys want to do your outros?
I'll start ahead, man. Thank y'all for coming out for another episode of The Dish. I hope y'all enjoyed this one. The NBA playoffs are underway. And, you know, this is what we waited for. And what we're seeing right now is some amazing basketball from basically both conferences. So, yep. Thank y'all for coming out.
And Dom,
that's what the outro. First and foremost, add me on Snap and follow me on Twitter. At Dom Church. Free plugs. But thank you guys for coming out. I hope you're enjoying these playoffs. Playoffs are pretty entertaining. It's making me realize the league is not as one-sided as you think. It's pretty competitive, and I love it. It's very chippy, and I love it, and that's why I love the playoffs. Hope you guys enjoy, and we will see you next week.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode, guys. We are out.
Damn, you're trash.
Let's say you just bought a house. bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.